Today is Saturday, September 12th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thied. Yesterday, a two-vehicle collision occurred when Cassandra Abbott, driving an SUV, turned westbound onto U.S. 14 from State Highway 130 and pulled in front of an eastbound car driven by Ashley Sinnott. Sinnott's 14-year-old son was a passenger in the vehicle. All parties involved suffered minor injuries and were transported to the hospital for treatment. Westbound U.S. 14 was closed for approximately 45 minutes as a result of the crash, and Abbott was ticketed for inattentive driving. Overall enrollment levels at the universities of Wisconsin remained steady for the fall of 2026 semester, according to preliminary estimates based on the day one student counts. Following three consecutive years of growth, total enrollment across the state's 13 public universities reached 163,260 students. This represents a minor overall decrease of approximately 1% or 1,732 students compared to the revised fall 2025 figures. System officials noted that the slight dip was primarily driven by a drop in international enrollment, which accounted for 1,100 of the total decline. Despite the modest shift, leadership highlighted the strong interest from students and families across the region. Interim President Renee Wachter emphasized that having more than 163,000 students choose a system campus reflects sustained confidence in public higher education. Wachter noted that students and their families are investing in their future and the state's future, calling the figures encouraging evidence that the state's public universities remain among Wisconsin's most vital assets. System leaders attributed the stable numbers in part to accessible pathways that simplify the admission process for prospective students. Key initiatives include traditional application routes alongside expanded programs such as Direct Admit Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Guarantee. Wachter pointed out that ongoing efforts to broaden access, align academic programs with workforce demands, prioritize students' retention, and maintain affordable tuition across the Midwest continue to deliver a tangible impact across the system. The Richland County Fair continues tonight and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tonight, the meat animal sale, well, that's currently underway, and the demolition derby will be held at 7. Tomorrow at 11 will be the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. Tonight and tomorrow, there will be Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Rides. Both days, you can also view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices tonight is $5, and tomorrow, admission is free. You can find more information online by going to richlandcountywi.gov and clicking on the Departments tab or on the Richland County Fairgrounds Facebook page. Consumers look for help when they have their identity or money stolen through a scam. Unfortunately, when they try to find someone reliable to assist them, consumers can fall victim to a recovery scam. Michelle Ryan is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
In a recovery scam, this scammer impersonates those trusted resources like that government agency, law firm, or that consumer support organization, and they claim that they can help a consumer recover from a scam loss. That scammer then claims that they can help recover that stolen money or identity for a price. But really, they're just being targeted by the scammers all over again. And we did hear from a consumer who reported that after they lost $5,000 to a cryptocurrency scam, they were contacted by what they thought was a reputable company claiming they could help get the consumer's money back. And the consumer transferred another $500 to this company through what they thought was a legitimate platform, but soon realized the website was just a convincing copy of a real platform and was actually controlled by this scammer. And of course, that scammer refused to refund that $500. And so the consumer lost even more money.
If you have been victim of the scam and need help recovering money, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCP hotline at wi.gov. Constructed in 1957, the Berlin Army National Guard Armory served generations of Wisconsin soldiers for nearly seven decades. Units that have been stationed at the facility include Company C, the 232nd Transportation Battalion, an element of the 1,157th Transportation Company, and the 332nd Support Center Rear Area Operations Center and Detachment 1, Headquarters and Headquarters Battery, 1st Battalion, and 120th Field Artillery. Soldiers serving from Berlin mobilized during the 1961 Berlin Crisis, Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm, the war in Afghanistan, Joint Task Force Katrina, and Operation Iraqi Freedom. The facility also served the Berlin community as a polling location for more than 20 years. On September 12th, the Wisconsin Army National Guard will conduct a formal closure ceremony of the Berlin Armory as part of an overall modernization effort to consolidate operations, improve command and control, and increase unit efficiency. And today's winners in St. Anthony's auction, calendar raffle auction, include Odelia Solchenberger on ticket number 474 and Denny Meyer on ticket number 29.